This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Okay, people of Earth. Ruskin and Sack with you here on ESPN Arkansas at hitthatline.com. Hello, welcome, one and all. We are here on a Monday afternoon. Or is it Monday? I don't know.
It is where
Who knows?
I am.
Who knows? Maybe it isn't. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it is. I don't know. You are here. We are here. The McLarty Daniel Hotline is ready to go. 866-285-4005. This is how it goes here. There it is. That's what we got.
Yeah,
how's everybody doing?
All right. It's good to see it? You. DQ, how's your weekend?
It was good.
It was. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with some housekeeping.
All right, some housekeeping, everyone.
So just to put a bow on Friday, thank you. We were able to raise $5,100 in 3 hours for Arkansas Children's Hospital.
Really, less than that, honestly.
We were.
Yeah.
The
listeners of this show.
Yeah.
Did.
Well, okay. I meant the collective we.
Right.
We as a group.
Yeah. The merry band of idiots.
Loosened
up the purse strings a little bit, and they helped out.
And we love it.
They helped out the kids.
And we pledged, and we're true to our word, no sports today.
No.
Now, we're going to have to determine what is and is not sports, because there are things that we have to get done, but we will not break down the loss to LSU. We will not talk about Samara Spencer's driving layup to win a game yesterday. We're not going to talk about any of that.
No.
Now, we can talk about things that are adjacent.
Okay.
Such as Missouri was gifted $62 million today,
yeah.
50 of which goes to improvements around their camp, around the sports complex, $12 million going to their NIL collective, and DQ's wearing a Missouri shirt today.
Wow.
DQ?
Well, I thought about wearing an LSU shirt.
I wore purple today. I always wear purple
after an LSU win. It was a little too purple for me today.
I always wear this purple shirt after an LSU win over Arkansas, and I'm wearing it today.
You are.
That's what I do.
We're not going to discuss
it. It's only fair.
Yep.
I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah, stay consistent.
I just want people mad at me. I haven't made people mad in a while, so that's why I'm doing this.
You're still breathing, right?
Barely. Yeah, I'm still here.
Then you're good.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yes.
Abner pointing out that wrestling is not a sport. It's athletics.
Oh, pro wrestling.
Yeah. You know what?
That Greco-Roman stuff's very real. That's or whatever they call it. Freestyle. Is that the two kinds of wrestling?
Now, yeah, the one thing that we were very concerned about was putting ourselves on the leaderboard. We finished second in the fundraising.
Oh, we did.
Our little merry band of idiots and things. We finished second, so that was outstanding. We far outdistanced our competition in-house, so I'm excited about that. One gentleman, Ron, you know who you are. DM me, send a text in at 866-285-4005. I will grant your request because he made a sizable donation that is worthy of recognition.
Come get some stuff out of here, Ron.
I will make good on that. So just text us.
Ron, tell us.
Just text in the dollar amount, and that will be your passcode.
Okay. Yeah, we'll let Ron gets whatever he wants out of here, right?
Right. He can have whatever he wants out of here.
Okay. I would go for the Mike Nabors Washington golf bag. That's what I would go for.
I hesitate to mention what I told you about the game yesterday because it's sports adjacent, but he told me something today that was very, very funny that I feel like I might be breaking a code about the play that he called.
Yeah, you're breaking the code.
Am I? Okay. All right.
You're breaking the code there. You shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Is this a sports topic?
Yep.
If I wished that Mekhi Mitchell would have hit Musselman, is that sports? Or is that...
No.
That's allowed?
That's adjacent. That's,
okay.
God, what a story that would have been. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine? That would have been amazing if that had happened. Or vice versa, if he hits Mitchell. Oh.
That wasn't... What, is he going to punch him in the hip?
God, I love this. I love... The team hates each other's guts, which is phenomenal, because now... You have to watch the games to see if somebody's going to hit somebody to watch.
These are all just normal basketball issues.
Of course they are. That's right.
All is well.
That's right. Yeah. Where is old Ryachek at these days anyway? Where is he at now?
Yeah, he's completely disappeared. By the way, happy birthday to Megan. One of our first. She was like from day one. Megan turned 50 today, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but she texted it. So I figure it's fair game.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Megan.
Way to go, Megan. Congratulations on another trip around the sun on this rock we call Earth. Way to go. Happy birthday.
You know,
happy
when you say it birth. Like that, it doesn't feel
doesn't
like
sound very sincere. Yeah, I need to work on my phrasing there. Right. It's a little disingenuous, but I'll try.
Okay, so
I'll try harder.
So we are sports light today.
So like, we can't talk about the game, but we can talk about wanting Mitchell and Musselman to fight each other. Right.
We can point out that Super Bowl week is officially underway.
Okay, but we're more interested in all of the weird stuff that happens around the Super Bowl.
Well, why is Super Bowl week underway? We have our first DWI.
Oh, well.
Patrick Mahomes Sr. got popped. Now, here's my question.
Oops.
Here's my question. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes Sr., who was a pitcher in the major leagues forever, is proud of Jackson Mahomes? I mean, what's he done? DQ? Do you think they have a favorite child hierarchy?
I don't think he has a lot of room to talk if
no.
he keeps getting arrested.
That's also true.
Is this number three for him?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's not.
Allegedly, somehow.
Listen, your son can't, like, give you a few bucks to get a car
get
service?
Uber?
I mean, honest to God.
You're a Major League Baseball player with a pension.
Yeah, well, I mean, seriously, where's your money? I mean, come on.
He doesn't need the help. He's
come
good.
On. It's a freaking Uber. Like, I mean, you got to be a moron. So, I mean, he probably is. I don't know.
Super Bowl week is officially underway.
That's good. That's good. I am I'm for one. I'm glad we're not in Vegas for a Super Bowl week because you know that would be,
they would
really cramp our style. To have to go to work at 11 at noon every day.
There is no chance on God's green earth they would have sent us to Vegas. They don't send us anywhere.
If they'd have sent Ty, and by the way, thank you, Ty. Your presence at Baton Rouge won me many dollars on the Bet Saracen app on Saturday, so I'm grateful for that. Because when I heard that he was going to Baton Rouge behind enemy lines, I bet all of it on LSU. And by golly, it came through.
Absolute lock.
And I know people could say, well, how can you do that? You're an Arkansas person. How could you bet against Arkansas? I'm like, this is a business decision. This has nothing to do with feelings or emotions. This is just smart business, all right? There was a stock, and I knew what was going to happen with the stock, and I jumped on the opportunity. You would all do the same. If take the teams out of it. We're just talking, you know, widgets or Whoosits or whatever. You do the same thing.
Think of Ty.
It's just sports. It's the sports version of shorting a stock. That's what
it was. Think of Ty going to Baton Rouge as insider information. You have information that people at Bet Saracen in Vegas,
right.
They don't have.
Right.
You know Ty is there.
Yeah.
He's going to lose the game for you somehow,
right.
Some way.
Yeah, it's no different than having a hot tip on a stock. I mean, to me, I don't see sports and emotions anymore. I see it in transactions because, I mean, if the players are going to see it as transactional, why shouldn't we? But there's still people that are emotional about this stuff, and I understand that. But to me, it was a business decision to take LSU all day long because Ty was going to be there. Even if Ty wasn't going to go, I mean, the odds of this team playing pretty well three games in
maybe
a row.
Maybe they don't lose by 21. Maybe they cover.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I doubt it, though.
I doubt it.
Well, I'm not going to tell you about what the game happened in the game because that would be a violation of the terms of agreement today on
that
this show.
Correct.
So I'm not going to tell you about that. What I'm going to do. But all I did was make a business decision, and that's what happened. So that's what I got for you. All right. Abner wants a tie-free episode. I tell you what, put another wing on that hospital over there, we'll give you whatever you want. Come on. Let's do that.
A tie-free episode of what? Our show?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. And
what do you got?
Make sure that I do this correctly.
Okay.
Brian at Ozark donated on
Friday.
Oh,
he did? Look
yes,
at that.
Yes, he did.
Way to go,
Brian. Donated to the so thank you, Brian. I also want to point out that this hour of the Ruskin and Zach Show is Brian and Ozark Free. It's brought to you by Cards. If you're looking for a company to dispose of your waste responsibly, Cards Recycling is your best option in Arkansas. No job too big or too small. Cards does it all. 877-59-CARDS. Bringing you this hour, the Ruskin and Zach Show, Brian and Ozark Free.
See, I can relate to that. Like, Brian's not a bad guy. He's just a pain in the butt. Like me. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just a pain in the butt. That's all.
I think you get to determine whether you're a bad guy or not.
Well, that's
I mean, that's the court of public opinion.
People are saying.
Who?
I'm not saying.
Who are these
but people?
People
are saying.
Who are these people?
That I'm a good guy. That's what people are saying.
Who says that?
People are saying. Some are saying. I'm hearing that I'm a good guy. That's what I'm hearing. Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Would sliding down the back of a dinosaur at the end of the day make work more enjoyable?
Yeah.
80% of you said yes, like Fred Flintstone.
Or one of those inflatable plane slides.
Okay. That's probably more feasible.
Fireman's pole.
DQ. No.
Does this pole still work?
No, that burns your hands.
Okay. DQ, what the hell is disposable income? I'm not sure, or a myth?
A myth.
78.1% of you said it's a myth. DQ, do you feel right now like you're living in captivity?
No.
67.4% of you said yes.
Wow.
DQ and I already know the answer to this. DQ, did you just learn who Tracy Chapman is last night?
No.
But?
Well, no, I didn't know. I didn't learn this last night, but for the longest time, I thought that Tracy Chapman was a man.
86% of you said no. Did you see this performance last night?
It was great.
I thought it was.
That's phenomenal.
But I woke up this morning. I did not watch the Grammys. So I wake up this morning, and I see Tracy Chapman just trending. And I'm like, oh, man. No.
We
didn't lose Tracy Chapman. Turns out 95% of America doesn't know who Tracy Chapman is.
Well, the people on the X app didn't know who she was.
It also has come to my attention that, DQ, no offense to you because you're a little bit better about this, but people in your generation have absolutely no sense of history. None. Like anything that happened before 2007.
Isn't that song over 30 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, it's old.
It was in high school when I was in high school when that came. What year did it come out? 89?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in high school when that came
out. So you got to remember about the X app, and I know you spent some time on there. 75% of America is not on there. So this 25% that didn't know who Tracy Chapman was, there's probably 75% that are not on the app that were like, oh, yeah I remember
maybe,
Tracy Chapman.
But we can't remember it anyway. We can't remember who she was. We're like, oh, yeah. But I thought the performance was great. Who was the other guy?
Luke Combs.
See, he put out a cover version this year of that song. And so that's why they collaborated here.
All right.
But yeah, and did that go to number one, I think it did, on the company charts?
Yeah, it was a really popular song.
Yeah. Great.
She this morning,
1988, that song came out originally.
Fast Car is the number one, I guess, song on iTunes this morning. Obviously, great performance. I watched the whole thing this morning. I didn't know who the other dude was. I thought it was that the rapper guy,
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, him.
No,
they look the same right?
Okay, they look slightly similar.
Minus the tattoos.
And
things. Okay, that's who I thought it was. I was like, well, that's kind of out of place, but.
Yeah, that won Song of the Year at the CMAs last year, the Luke Combs cover version.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That is incredibly weird to have that song win Song of the Year.
Is it also weird that a song that's 4 minutes and 25 seconds is a hit? Like, that's pretty... Like, the Luke Combs version is that long. Tracy Chapman version is... That's five. The album cut's 5 minutes.
All right. Well, that's an album cut. That's an art thing.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I care about is what's the radio edit.
If you want a hit, you got to make it fit. That's how it works. You know that.
Now, DQ, I was told that something else happened at the Grammys last night.
Yeah.
What happened at the
Taylor Swift dubs? That's what happened at the Grammys last night.
What did you just say?
Taylor Swift dubs.
Translation?
Check English? To the razor.
She won her 4th Grammy for Album of the Year.
Uh-huh.
The only person in history to have ever done it.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't she already record this album once?
No.
Oh, this is the new album?
Midnights.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm like, are we handing them out for these, these
No, I don't think so.
Repurposing?
I don't think she's been nominated for anything for any of those, except All Too Well for like best music video.
Okay.
But then she said that her 11th album is coming out on April 19th,
which is
my birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that. You gonna get that on vinyl?
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay.
I've been told not to pre-order it.
By who?
By my sister.
Okay. Wow, look at that.
Very nice.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so the Grammys were action-packed last night. We had the Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs thing.
Yeah.
We had the Taylor Swift announcement. And then we had rapper Killer Mike got arrested.
He did,
at the Grammys.
Apparently, I heard it was like part citizen's arrest, arrest.
There
like,
was some
I didn't know we were doing citizen's arrest still.
I didn't think that was still legal, but...
Not since the days of Barney Fife have we done anything.
Somebody asked, David Rogers asked, well, why'd he get arrested? Well, apparently there was some sort of physical altercation, and that led to the arrest. But, I mean, can you get better street cred DQ?
Could someone have performed a citizen arrest on Mitchell for a verbal... assault on Eric Musselman? Then
no, watch it. You're wading back in.
Well, I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about two men fighting with each other on a TV. That's not a sport,
no,
is it?
I'm just saying.
How do you make a citizen's arrest?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
How do you contain them without also committing a crime?
I guess Barney didn't make the citizen's arrest. Gomer made the
citizen's arrest.
Barney was a deputized sheriff.
With one bullet in his pocket.
I watched the Office episode where they held the pizza guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he wouldn't give him a coupon or whatever.
Right, he wouldn't give him half off. I guess that's how you do it, is you lock him in a conference room.
I guess,
but that's also a crime to some extent.
Yes, well, we went through that as Oscar and Stanley were looking.
Citizen's arrest.
I don't know how. DQ, would you Google how to make a citizen's arrest?
Yeah.
Abner says we can citizens arrest again because I have a list. Let's find out. Can we just randomly go around just arresting people?
Do we have anybody in law enforcement that listens to this?
No.
We have a question about that.
We do have a Springdale police officer who listens to us on his
own. Where's he at? Yeah, what's going on? Can we do this? Is this a thing?
I can't imagine that the police would appreciate us just going around arresting
people. Someone breaks into your house and you detain them until the cops arrive. Is that a citizen's arrest?
Do you have to
put them in the back of the car and like hold their head so they don't hit their head, do the whole deal?
I don't think you have to read them their Miranda.
Oh, you don't have to Mirandize them?
Oh, you don't have to Mirandize
them? If you're a citizen, you shouldn't be able to.
Right.
Yeah, there's no rules here.
If somebody breaks into my house and is looking for cash or something valuable, I will help them look because there is nothing, there's neither in either.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, all right, let's go. Fine. But DQ, can you look? We don't have to Mirandize
them. I'm on WikiHow.
That sounds like a good place
to figure out how to do this.
And do we have to have probable cause?
Yes.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Evan M. says...
Okay, it says, make sure you can physically restrain the person before you try to arrest them. Misunderstanding your physical capability.
That's why I keep those sturdy zip ties in my car at all times, because you never know. Protests?
Right.
You know, they have those at protests, right? You know, you can see the people in the zip ties.
Hmm.
Or what, like when Michael got thrown in the brig on that party cruise on the lake with
Evan M. says making a citizen's arrest is similar to declaring bankruptcy. You go outside and you just yell it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I am declaring bankruptcy!
You can't just say it, but I declared it. That's a quality moment, and that shows history. All right,
DQ. If you get a process on this, we'd be interested to know on citizens arresting.
Sounds like you just have to suspect that someone's doing a crime, and then
detain them.
Detain them.
Hmm.
So album of the year at the Grammys is the whole thing, but if you're just they're picking the best song, it's called record of the year. Did you know this?
Mm.
Yeah. Taylor Swift did not win that last night.
No, Miley Cyrus did, right?
Flowers by Miley Cyrus won record of the year. And let's see here. I don't know if anybody... But then there's also a song of the year. So...
Oh, really?
I think we're just making stuff up at this point.
Which one won song of the year?
Song of the year was What Was I Made For?
Oh, from the
Billie
Barbie
Eilish,
movie.
From the Barbie movie. Right.
From who?
Billie
Eilish. Yes.
It's from the Barbie movie.
Oh, that's
it's like
okay.
The song of the Barbie movie.
Okay, that's why I wouldn't know.
Yeah. And
Is there anybody in the Grammys that I would have heard of? Is there like a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Did they do that last night?
I hope so.
I'm not sure.
Did they do that last night?
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard of Miley Cyrus. Wasn't she Hannah Montana?
Yes.
Okay.
That was her first Grammy.
I'm trying to look up. You would know who won Best Folk Album.
Folk Album?
Yeah. Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw she was trending as well. She's like 80 now. Good for Joni Mitchell.
Best Instrumental Composition? Mm-hmm. John Williams, who's in his 90s, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, I got all the winners here.
Okay.
So maybe
you're telling me the only people that I know were the Best Folk Album, Joni Mitchell, and Best Instrumental, John Williams, the composer.
Right. Yes.
Who did the theme to Jaws, one of my favorite. I like to play that one.
He did many other things.
I like the theme to Jaws, all right.
Harry Potter, Home Alone, Star Wars.
I know he did Star Wars, but I like Jaws.
Metallica won Best Metal Performance for 72 seasons.
That's got to be a stripped-down category now.
Now, they only give away like 8 awards on TV, but the Academy gives away like 50.
Yeah, they do it off camera. Yeah. Like they bring them up on stage, but they don't film it.
Right, yeah.
That's odd. I would be so mad.
Do they still do the awards presented earlier this evening? Blah, 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 blah.
Billy Joel performed?
Did he really?
What I'm being told. I don't know.
The new song, probably.
He did, yeah.
The new
His
song?
His new single.
I liked it. We talked about this Friday. I like the new song. Right. Guys, I like it.
Guys, it didn't suck. I didn't like it as much as I liked it.
I mean, it's not We Didn't Start the Fire, but it's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Let's see here. You know who Alicia Keys is?
Name sounds familiar.
Okay, you don't know her.
No. Hang on. I know
Girl
this.
Girl on Fire?
He didn't.
Okay.
No. Not a clue.
Okay. Well, she won one for something.
Should I know?
No. I mean, I don't know why you would.
Okay. Thanks. I didn't really like the condescending.
I don't know why you would.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I'm trying to find Best Music Video, the Beatles won.
Whoa. We're still doing music videos?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since 1981.
The Beatles won?
Yeah.
Now and then?
I'm Only Sleeping, it says here. That's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I got the whole list here. I'm trying to find
Hacker
names
you've heard of. Hacker says that Michelle Obama got a Grammy?
Is that true?
That's like the spoken thing? Like
I'm sure.
Book narration, something like that?
Okay. I think I heard that.
I can't see her saddling up to a keyboard.
I don't think she'd come on for singing.
Yeah, I can't find
First
that.
First of all, any Grammy for the spoken word should go to William Shatner every year until he passes away.
Oh, Rocket Man?
Then it's 5 years after that for anything he does. Absolutely anything.
Rocket Man? Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album. That probably didn't go well with that crowd out there.
Oh, no.
They don't like Dave Chappelle out there. Best audiobook narration. Yeah, okay. That's what Michelle Obama won. Oddly enough, she beat out William Shatner.
That's funny.
That's an upset.
Yeah, and Meryl Streep.
Man. Okay.
Who beats out Meryl Streep and William Shatner in the same
former
award?
First Lady of the United States.
It's pretty rare.
I think I'm somewhat comforted by the fact that she's not out there playing a sitar, banging one out, you know? I feel better about this.
Oh, that's good. Let's see here. All right, this is about, Best Opera Recording, the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, the Met.
Why would the Met not win every year?
I don't know. Is there anywhere else?
You got to give it to somebody else.
Ozark Mountain Opera or something? What's going on there?
What are the Ozark Mountain Hillbillies doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
After Jackie Blue, that kind of, the Daredevils kind of went downhill.
Jackie.
It's a great song.
Jackie Blue. Ba-doom. That song slaps. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm with you on that.
Hey, I don't know if this came out this weekend, but I found it this weekend, and I haven't watched it yet. But they have made a documentary on Netflix about the night they recorded We Are the World with all the, they have like 50, 60 of the biggest names in music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was after the American Music Awards that year. What was that, 85?
85.
And they got them all to go there. And
everybody except Michael Jackson.
Well, he was in the room for a while.
But all his performances were done elsewhere.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Because
he was on tape.
He was an irredeemable pain in the ass.
Right, yes. Yeah. But you could see him, and they had cameras on all this stuff. There's all this footage of
that would never happen today.
No, it would
you
all
couldn't
be,
get all those people in in that room. No chance.
No, you couldn't do that. No, but yeah, apparently it's pretty good. I'm gonna check it out tomorrow probably and look at this thing, because I my first thought was a documentary about one song that can't be that good. And then, someone I trust recommended it. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to check it out.
It's not so much about the song. It's about the personalities in that room.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah,
the people that got a chance to sing. Why was Dan Aykroyd in that room? Why on earth is Dan Aykroyd in the chorus section singing away?
Why not? Because he showed up.
How do you think that went down? I mean, Quincy Jones is at the head of this thing. And for those who don't know who
Quincy Jones
is.
Lionel Richie helped write the
who's
song.
Who's the most influential music producer in music right now?
Right now?
Yeah, DQ. I mean, if you had to pick somebody that everybody would know.
I don't know someone that everyone would know.
Quincy Jones, whoever that person is, Quincy Jones was 10 times bigger. He had every great artist he had. How do you go, you're going to perform, you're not. Go sit down. Dan Aykroyd to the chorus section. How do you do that?
I think he showed up and they're like, well, it's charity and we're not paying him. So, I mean, okay, you can stand in the back over here. You're not getting a solo, though.
David Rogers claims Lionel Richie was the glue guy of the We Are the World. I completely disagree.
He's pretty good, though.
Daryl Hall was the glue guy. Daryl Hall brought that whole thing together.
No, Lionel Richie, watch the footage.
Why are they out there letting Bob Dylan sing?
He's figuring out who's going to sing what. They had no idea who was going to sing any of this stuff. They figured it out in, like, that session. Anyway.
People very upset. I know Dan Aykroyd was a blues brother, but he was not a musician. In that room,
Elwood Blues.
In that room, he was 40th out of 40 as far as star power.
But he's in the top 40, though. I mean, he's there.
But he wandered in.
I don't know. In terms of star power, when you talk about the movies, I mean, Dan Aykroyd's a pretty big deal. He's not a he's not known for his music. No, he's not. But, I mean, and this is 85, so he's coming off of Ghostbusters in 84.
Totally understand.
Yeah. Pretty, his name was pretty hot back then. So, I mean.
James Ingram was in. Al Jarreau. Huey Lewis.
Yeah, Huey Lewis has a good solo.
Ray Charles.
Yes, that's right.
They had not one, not two, but three Pointer Sisters. All of them.
All three of the Pointer Sisters.
Right. Waylon Jennings is in there.
Yeah.
And then how the hell does Dan Aykroyd wind up in there? Well, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Billy Joel.
It is kind of a Where's Waldo moment, because as they pan the choir, right. You're like, oh, is that? Wait a minute.
It's Dan Aykroyd.
Picture this. A cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Again, this isn't sports. This is math. But I'm looking at the KenPom numbers on Arkansas.
Okay.
Oh, buddy.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. This is math, not mathing very well here. Oof, man. Yikes. A lot of red on this screen over here. A lot of red. KenPom says they win two more games this year.
How many?
Two.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Missouri and Vanderbilt here.
And those are back-to-back, so it'll be a good week.
Well, it's a Saturday and a Tuesday. Yeah, that's right.
You'll have a good week.
Yeah.
You get a nice good feeling going into the
football. Traditionally, game week is the Tuesday or Wednesday game than the Saturday game, isn't it?
Man, we got to take what we can get.
Or is it Saturday? Does it wrap around?
Look, I'm just talking about
any old seven-day period.
Any old seven-day period is what I'm looking for.
Any old seven-day period is that's what counts there. Yeah.
Bailey in Denver, DQ, I need you to Google this. Somebody bought a 285-year-old lemon for $1,780.
Like a lemon?
Like a lemon.
Wow.
Bailey, when you send these things in, please send a link, because it would make my life a whole lot easier. Okay, DQ's on it.
in the UK this happened.
Of course, of course. Yeah. Limeys. They're 780, is that 780 euro? Or
It's 140, or sorry, no, 1,416 pounds.
Mm.
It looks pretty old, this lemon.
I would think
I'm seeing a photo of it.
After 285 years, which would be what?
Wait a minute. How long?
285 years ago would have been...
Before the Revolutionary
1820,
War.
1820...
No.
It'd have been like 1799.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, what's the question?
Yes!
This country is 250 years old.
Minus 285, it's 1739.
1739?
That's well before the Revolutionary
War. Who wants
War.
A lemon from 1739?
Apparently, it was unexpectedly found in a 19th century cabinet.
Wow.
So it's not even an important lemon.
Are we
it's
sure
just
it's
an
just
old
not a
lemon.
Yellow painted rock.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like a lemon.
This isn't a lemon that belonged to John Voigt.
Scott,
it's just a lemon.
Scott says it's only 17 in lemon years.
Lemons do last a while.
Do they?
Yeah. Or like garlic.
You have to hang them
garlic
up.
Garlic lasts a
like
while.
Bananas?
No, you just put them in the bowl on your counter.
Oh, okay.
So apparently somebody did that and left it there for 285 years.
Forgot about it.
285-year-old lemon.
I mean, several people forgot about him, not just one.
Right. They found it in
several generations.
That's right. Yes.
They found it in a cabinet.
Yeah.
Which means that cabinet was not opened for 285 years.
I bet it had an odor.
Yeah. Well, at that point, everything has an odor.
Yeah.
I mean, grandma's got an odor at 80.
I hate the smell of old stuff.
Bob and Francis says it's time for Hunter to get on the hot seat.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Is that sports or sports adjacent? A hot seat.
Hot seat talk is really you're toeing the line.
Playing hopscotch with the line here,
now,
Bob.
You
got to calm down
for
here.
For that because you read the text.
Okay, I don't get
but
penalized.
I think any further sneaking.
What is the penalty if I brought up sports?
You have to stay here and do the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay. That is terrifying.
Yeah, that's an awful penalty.
I do not want that. I do not want that. Let's see here. That's an old script of yours. Look at
that. Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, give me that. That's got two really good. What did we learn on that?
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Why was it over here?
Because I gave it to you one day last week.
Oh, that's right. That's why.
And you know what? That's insulting.
I forgot.
Get your own.
Daniel would rather listen to me struggle through a 24th consecutive hour of this show than to listen to a Musselman's radio show tonight. Oh, come on. That's a fine program. What are you talking about?
Yeah, of course it is.
They're not going to talk any basketball either tonight. You can't. You can't talk about this. About anything else in the world.
I don't know what alternate programming you're going to come up with, but you...
Well, when the players are on, you ask them about their lives.
Right.
And so that'll burn some... I don't know what you do with Musselman, though. I don't know how you get him off.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about some of these sports people is that they are actually so uninteresting. This is why Neighbors is such a breath of fresh air, because Neighbors is actually an interesting person, you know? Mm-hmm. I remember interviewing Bobby Petrino one time, and we asked him what his favorite movie was, and he said The Longest Yard. Hey, football movie! Like, how uninteresting can you be when your favorite movie is about football? I mean, come on.
Neighbors is rare, because he has a ton of other interests in
his
life.
He's a Renaissance man.
He's not married to his job.
Right.
There are coaches, Musselman being one of them.
Is this sports?
No. Okay, no. Right. We're talking about human nature.
This is people.
No, okay, this would fall under person. He is married to his job. He loves his job. It is what drives him. It is what consumes him.
I see.
So it can be, and Petrino's probably, he and Petrino wired the same way. It can be very difficult to talk to them about outside stuff, especially if you're a member of the media, where they're going to be defensive anyway about something that they might say that might be different. You catch them, you know, in a personalized setting, it might be very different.
Someone here wants to ask Moss where he's going next year.
No, don't do that.
Wow.
Hacker keeping up with this. DQ hates short, bald men with no beards that smell like old stuff.
No, I don't like beards.
Don't like beards. Okay.
People don't like the smell of old things, right?
No, it's called
the
old person.
Antique stores. Antique store smell. It's disgusting.
What about the old bookstore smell?
I hate old book smell.
Oh, DQ.
I hate it. It's gross.
You are missing out on one of the great moments of satisfaction in your life, going in an old bookstore.
There's nothing like smelling mold.
I like, yeah. Book mold is a thing.
Absolutely is.
I love an old bookstore. I hope to go to one someday. But
you haven't been to one?
It's been a minute.
You want to go junk storing?
We're going to get cards.
Huh?
We're going to get cards. Sports cards.
Baseball
trading cards.
I mean, we can, sure.
All right.
They are there. A lot of times, you know, the best shopping is like the old magazines.
Oh, yeah. Some old magazines.
Get some Sports Illustrated from the 60s.
That's right. Well, Sports Illustrated from 10 years ago are collector's items.
Well, they're all collector's items.
There is no
now,
Sports Illustrated anymore. That's right. Yeah.
AI thing apparently went very well.
I guess so. I guess so.
Here's a Mojo Man says, I bet DQ smells of old money.
Ah!
Likes the smell of it? No.
DQ, Timmy would like to know he's a 10, but he works in an old bookstore.
Oh, like Joe?
So they
hold on. This is a deeply personal question for DQ. DQ, he's 10, but he works with books.
That doesn't matter. That is not the same. The library smells very clean.
I didn't say anything about the library.
The library smells clean. Old bookstores.
He's a 10, but he works with books.
Oh, I love people who work with all types of books and great job.
That is
a city employee. What's better than that?
We get that pension rolling in. You know?
Oh yeah, that part time.
Oh.
$15 an hour pension.
Did I tell you I got my retirement fund update?
No.
Okay.
What are you up to now?
For those who don't know. I am a contract employee with the Springdale Public Schools. Last year when I got my I'm part of the Teacher Retirement Act because I'm part-time. I had 28 cents in my account.
What do you got now?
31.
All right.
Yeah, buddy. Look out.
You got any of that Walmart stock that's going 3-for-1 at the end of the month?
I do not. No.
Man, we're going to be wearing gold-plated diapers at my house.
No.
Let me tell you, man. I got some of that Walmart stock.
I have Doge.
Holy cow.
And I've got Norfolk State minus 8.5 tonight. That's what I got, buddy.
Man, you got it all going
on. Oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, Maryland Eastern Shore sucks.
Yeah, they're never any good at anything, are they?
No. You asked a really good question about Maryland Western Shore. Is that
We never hear about them.
Yeah, we never hear about them. Is that an interconference battle?
I feel like they're left out.
Yeah, probably.
We never hear about Maryland Western Shore. No. Never hear about that. So that's a... That's disappointing.
So what we found out is the DQ, a big fan of city employees who work with books.
How about that?
Yeah, weird.
Shocking.
But not bald men with beards. How about Matt Jones? He's bald. He's got a beard. Now he's 6'5".
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Matt Jones.
2 out of 3 doesn't work, huh? All right.
Is the Bobby Witt deal a sports story, or is it a story of becoming independently wealthy?
Okay, so this is a finances story.
This is about the finances
of baseball.
Finance.
The Kansas City Royals, who are always claiming poor,
yeah,
that they are a small market team with no money,
right?
Just committed $289 million,
right,
to Bobby Witt. Now you read this to me, and I said instantly. For what?
Right.
What is he going to do for 14 years in Kansas City?
Be a pillar of the community.
Is that where we're going?
That's what's
He's yeah. their version of Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. Without
all the titles or the winning or anything like
right.
that.
Right. And he doesn't have Andy Reid in the dugout.
Bobby Witt is a fine player. A very good baseball player.
Yeah.
However, that's $20 million. And you know what? $20 million a year in baseball terms. It's not that ridiculous.
So I guess
and I'll bet you that contract's backloaded.
Oh, so probably. They all are, right?
The money isn't necessary. I didn't read the article, but if I were guessing, it would be backloaded. Not like Otani's, but it's
Otani's beating the tax code with his, which is a brilliant move, by the way. But yeah, and it's not as backloaded as a Bobby Bonilla or Ken Griffey Jr.'s deals are. But
yeah, I need to read the finances on how this works. $20 million a year isn't ridiculous, and you're playing the long game. The $20 million in 10 years is going to be on the bottom end, where he'll be one of your lower paid employees.
Right, that's right. Yeah. $289 million.
Look, Bobby Witt is a fine baseball player, but if I'm the Kansas City Royals. Bobby Witt alone is not winning me anything.
This means everybody else on the team is going to be making like the league minimum, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, they don't have the way to to build a team with one guy making $20 million. I mean, this roster is going to look like a AAA roster probably by the time
Double A.
And maybe, yeah. Well, I mean, Bring the team from Vampire up there.
We're getting dangerously close.
Okay, all right.
We're getting very, very close. We're starting to talk about roster construction.
Well, we're not talking about who plays short. So,
no.
I mean, I think
we're
okay.
It's going to be Bobby Witt. He better be out there every night.
We're not talking about who's playing left. So, okay. But I guess this means, again, this isn't sports. This is television. I guess this means that the Royals are staying on, like, this Bally Midwest is going to be one of the channels that makes it, I guess.
Are they a Bally?
Yeah.
I know the Cardinals were. I didn't know that.
They both are. They're both on Midwest, and I guess they're going to make it. Not because of the Royals, certainly, but maybe the Cardinals are enough to keep that sucker afloat for a little while longer. Because some of the channels, as you well know, and again, this isn't sports, this is television, have gone belly up.
Yeah, that was a poorly financed deal. Remember the good old days when Fox had all the Fox Sports Southwests and you could just get your games the old-fashioned way?
Well, they sold all those to Sinclair, who ran out of money, who owns Channel 7 now and has run that son of a gun into the ground.
They did.
What a lousy local television station Channel 7 has become in Little Rock, by the way. Just what's happened there is just it's worse than what happened to the Gazette in the 80s, honestly. It really is.
Dan in Mount Ida would like to know on the McLarty-Daniel hotline if you found out what happened to Messina.
Nothing. He's still living. He kind of has a music career.
Kind of?
I mean, they went their separate ways to have their own music career.
Also,
he's still alive.
While talking about the business of broadcasting, I got a compliment today on the Hit That Line app.
Yeah.
Said it's incredibly easy to use.
Is it up?
It is.
When did that happen?
Great question. The email did not make it
to
me.
I think it was a few weeks ago.
Did we soft launch it? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Was it a soft launch?
It may have been. I don't know.
Are we supposed to talk about it now? Yeah, there it is.
No, this is honest to God. I got a call today and was told that the app is incredibly easy to use.
Are we sending like push alerts on there, like bothering people with like there's floods or whatever?
Derek, I just found out the app is there.
Okay.
Okay. I
see it there.
When I was told, hey, your app's really easy to use, I went, really?
Well, you know, they don't want the ninth most listened to radio show on this station breaking news about the app. That would be our show. So I mean, we're out of the loop on some of these sorts of things, I guess. But we got an app now.
Yeah, we do.
How about that?
Yeah, we
go get our app, everybody. Go, do it now. You can listen on there, and you won't be interrupted by random commercials like on the old TuneIn app, sucks.
Well, that was one of the things. I am told that it is incredibly. And let me put it this way. The person who's using it might be dim.
And they can figure it out?
Cementhead figured it out.
Well, there's hope then.
Cementhead figured it out.
There is hope then. That's good.
If he can figure it out, you can figure it out.
Yes. Yes, Derek, there is a Hit That Line app.
Yeah.
We got a text here on the McLarty-Daniel hotline.
Yeah, Smack Daddy. Holy cow, it's like Christmas all over again. Yeah, go download it. Rate, subscribe, review, whatever.
Jamie and Van Buren tries to watch the Thunder on the Bally app, and it crashes like every single game.
Yeah.
So he gave the app 5 trash cans, trash can emojis. Here.
Out of how many?
I guess out of 5. I don't know. But that's what he said.
Where'd you find the app?
In the App Store.
Timmy's asking where you can get it. It's in the App Store.
It's in the App Store. Now, is Timmy one of these cretins on Android? Yeah.
Ooh.
These people? Is he one of these people? I don't know if it's on that app.
There it is. Look at that.
I don't know if it's on that App Store. I know it's on the Apple one.
Are we on it?
I highly doubt that. Yeah. I highly doubt that. Again, ninth most listened to show here. Why would we be on the app? I don't know.
That would make no sense.
That doesn't seem possible. All right. Huh. Oh, we got an app. How about that?
Hey, go figure.
I remember the last thing I heard is I was allowed to say there's an app coming soon. We never got another update after that. But now there's an app, and it's right there, and you can go get it.
All our podcasts are there?
Are they really?
This seems first question. Do you want your push notifications? Yes, I do.
Yeah, what are we sending out on push notifications, and how do we get a hold of that? Yeah. I have some thoughts on some things we need to push out. I want to be in charge of that. Like Saturday's game, the Razorbacks suck again and lose to Baton Rouge. I'd put that out there. That'd be great. What would they do about it? Nothing. That's what they'd do. Who's got the password? Ty's got it.
We are on this. They put our podcast up.
Look at that. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Whoa!
What happened?
You can. They have each show up, and you can call or text. It tells you. Oh, you can text us From the app.
From the app, really?
Yeah, let's see if this
Send
works.
A text from the app.
You
yeah, let me see what it says.
Suck.
All right, let me see what happens when you send a text from the app.
Hey, there
oh,
I am.
It's from oh, and phone. It says your number.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty
look
good.
Look at that.
Right. We should push out Sterling's picks on the app.
You know what?
Push alert.
I will. And it's got wow, it's got all our links on. Okay, we clearly had nothing to do with this.
No.
I mean, there's absolutely no way.
Way to go. But again, we believe this is soft launched,
right?
And not hard launched, which is why we haven't seen any materials on this.
So, okay, so yeah. Let's say yeah. This, I've never seen this before, and believe me, I've seen some apps.
That was all three of us there. We're good.
There's a sleep timer on this. You can
Does
have,
that mean we can go to sleep?
No, it means no. You can, like, you're listening to a podcast, you can put a sleep timer on it.
When our podcast puts
know.
You to sleep,
Look,
you can shut the
I
phone
have
off.
No
yes,
idea if that's
so your battery doesn't die.
I have no idea if that's useful, but it's on there.
Sounds useful.
Right? There's an alarm. Guys, you can wake up and you will hear us. Set your alarm for 2:30. There we are.
Oh boy, that's a dangerous
thing.
Who doesn't
want to
hear
my voice that early in the morning?
Right.
Come on.
Right. We want to hear you on the Eureka Pizza commercial at that hour. That's what we want to hear.
It's big.
That's what we want to hear. That's
big.
Zach, by the way, if y'all didn't know that. We're pretty sure.
We're 99% certain.
I think it's a definitely. Using my sound forensics background training.
Did you know there's an Apple Store app on the iPhone?
That seems stupid.
It's not the App Store. That's like the store for Apple. I can buy another iPhone.
DQ Lee would like to know he's a 10, but he has an Android.
You know, I have dated two people in my life. I have converted them both to iPhones.
Wow. How about that?
So.
Was one of those people the person that threw up in a chair?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Where's he at now?
Yeah, DQ.
No idea.
Can we do it like a behind the music?
Where are they now?
Where are they now?
No,
what happened?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
All right, let me. We're gonna pause here, and we're getting. If you're texting, us through the app, we are receiving them.
Yes, and
we're getting a lot of testing, testing. We're not gonna read those, but I just want you to know we're getting those.
This does count as an on-air meeting. It's tax deductible.
Oh, good. That's very good.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Okay, you can text us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 866-285-4005. Clay Henry is kind enough to join us here on these Mondays at 5 o'clock here on Ruskin and Zach. Clay, how are things on the river today?
It's very pleasant, 62 degrees. They've been flowing a lot of water over the dam in the last week or so because of rains, filling up the lake, and they turned it off. So you can go wade fishing today.
Okay. Have you
I
done?
Didn't go. Oh. No, because I worked at the fly shop today.
I see.
Right. Monday's my day. Monday's the day where everything happens. I work at the fly shop and then spend time with my three friends there.
Yeah.
Zach with us today?
Zach is not with us. He has his last...
starting to take that personal.
It's his daughter's last ball game, his seventh grade. So,
do we get pictures of him at the games?
We have. No one has sent those in yet. I haven't seen those. No.
No.
Or are you? But wait a minute.
Oh, he's thinking.
He's playing hooky.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's true. I don't know. Kenzie has a lot of, his daughter has a lot of basketball stuff. So that would be,
that's a clue.
That's an elaborate, means to, but I would, You know, if he was going to make this all up, DQ, if anyone would do it, I could see
him.
Well,
maybe they only play once a week instead of twice a week.
Maybe so.
Huh.
Maybe some of it's real.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's just say that's where he's at.
That's the story we'll go
with. I accept that. I accept it.
That's the story we'll go with. Did anyone up there feel the earthquake? We were just talking about that last time.
You know, not this far. You know, we're like another 3 hours east of you.
Right.
Now, I've got friends, you know, all over Oklahoma that sent me texts like, is this, did y'all cause this? And somehow they know that there's the New Madrid fault.
Right.
You know, and I think there's, you know, everything, you know, like east of Crowley's Ridge could just disappear at any moment.
Yeah.
I think the Mississippi River could just spread out and swallow it up. But I don't really worry about that happening to, you know, in Shawnee, Oklahoma, or Edmond. I mean, if the houses fall down there, you know, it's just, we won't take them in the SEC if they don't exist anymore.
There'll be an opening for another member to keep the even number if they weren't able to make it in, I guess.
Right? Something like that.
You got to have an even number, right? I mean, we can't. Lawlessness, if you only had 15.
Yeah.
Instead of 16, I guess. I don't know. It settles my OCD when there's a round number of teams in the league, I guess. I don't know.
That's generally what you think happens, though, doesn't it? You know, it's like, you know, Washington and Oregon go together. Washington State and Oregon State go together. I mean, yeah. Oklahoma, Texas. You know, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Kansas, they got the shaft. Yep.
Yeah, they did. What is Clay just sent us a picture of a.
Did you like that?
Is this a menu?
Yeah, you know they had the menu on, like, it looked like a cleaver,
right?
You know, because it's steak and ale
or steak and ale, yeah.
On Cantrell, you know, down there by Rebsman Park, you know, it's that was like, you know, when I was in school at UCA, that's, you know, if you wanted to make sure that, you know, you call to ask a girl out, you know. Conway, you know, Conway, you drove to Little Rock for dinner. That's just what you did. I think they still do that. Now, there's some good places in Conway now. But, if, you know, up front you say, I'm going to take you to steak and ale. Would you go? You don't say, would you go on a date? And then say, I'll take, because they might say no. Well, then you say, well, I was going to take you to steak and ale.
So you lead with steak and ale. That was the key.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd get a yes. Jean Ann's shaking your head. She doesn't remember that. She said it was Casa Bonita.
That's where my parents went there on their first date. And
that's where we went on our first date.
They went to the 150 and saw the Barbara Streisand A Star Is Born with Kris Kristofferson. That was their first date.
We might have been there.
Really?
We might have been at the same time.
How about that?
That would have been like 1976 or 70. Yeah, somewhere right around there.
Yeah, my parents got married in 79, so it would have been.
We got married in 78. Yeah, wouldn't that be weird?
That would be weird, yeah. See, DQ, the 150, there used to be a movie theater in Little Rock that was like a dome, like a perfect dome, and it was the movie theater, and they tore it down a few years ago.
How many
I mean, it looked like it could be a basketball arena.
It had one screen.
But it was curved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Did they open?
I watched The Godfather there. I watched The Exorcist there.
Did they like open curtains to reveal the screen or something?
No, I don't think so. No.
Some of the movie houses did that. They were more dramatic when they were starting the movie and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Think. Yeah, I don't remember that. Now they could have, but gosh, I mean, again, 1975, 76.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a lot of things that I don't remember.
That's right. Well, this menu at Steak and Ale, the prime rib was $6.45. That tells you how long ago for anybody curious, because the prime rib anywhere now would not be six. If it was $6.50, you wouldn't want to eat it. That's for sure. So,
no,
that's not from a cow.
No, it would definitely. It would probably be horse.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, have y'all started to kind of download the Super Bowl commercials?
You know, I try and avoid. Seeing them before the game. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Like I've seen the Paramount Plus one where they're throwing Arnold up on it. I want to go into it with fresh eyes on the night of the game.
Okay.
That's why.
So I'm not going to reveal the whole thing, but the Budweiser commercial. Now we have a yellow lab.
Right.
And this Budweiser commercial has to do with the yellow lab. It could be our Millie. It could be. I mean, I almost teared up when I saw it.
Yeah. Really? So it's like a poignant, dramatic, commercial?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you because just said you don't want to know. It's like a little movie.
It's not like the frogs. Like, it's not going to, it's not a laughter.
It's got a lab.
Okay.
It's got a snowstorm.
Okay.
And it's got the Clydesdale. That's enough, right?
That's pretty good. That's a good.
You know, it's going to be good. Yeah.
DQ, do you watch all the Super Bowl commercials before?
I don't. No. I never watched any live TV though.
Oh, okay.
You won't watch the Super Bowl live?
No, I'll probably watch the Super Bowl maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
But I don't watch live TV in just my everyday life.
Right.
So I don't ever see just regular commercials.
Well, that means that you can just fast forward through the commercials. Yeah, you don't have to watch them.
Sometimes they'll leak them or not. They'll put them out on the online before the Super Bowl.
State Farm is doing something weird.
Yeah.
I've already seen. That's the only leak I've seen is State Farm's doing a whole production.
Well, I mean, they've got Andy Reid in the game.
Yeah, and
he's not even in it. I don't think.
No.
Wow. Yeah, I like to see them the first time when they are on during the game. That's just that's my deal.
My brother Butch, lives in Kansas City, just south of the plaza. I mean, you can walk out of his condo and just be in the plaza.
Right.
And he's like on the fifth floor. He's got a balcony. If you look straight down, you're looking at Andy Reid's house.
Wow.
Yeah, he can spy on him.
That's good, I guess.
He doesn't have a yard. He's got a gate that comes up and it goes right in, into the garage. He doesn't have to ever be seen.
Well, that's good.
That's what happens when you're Andy Reid.
When you're Andy Reid, when you're big time, you don't have.
Yeah, State Farm is. I would assume State Farm is insuring that place.
The only the other thing you can do when you're someone like Andy Reid is if you did have a condo or an apartment or whatever, like the elevator would just go and open up right into your place.
Yeah,
there would be no hallway or none of that stuff.
Yeah. So would you, do you kind of buy that this is going to be his swan song?
I don't know.
That rumor's out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me look at Andy Reid here. He's 65.
As long as Patrick Mahomes is going strong, you don't quit if you're the head coach. You keep riding that horse.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, like as long as you're in the saddle there, DQ's not leaving.
Right. Right. I don't buy that. I think he'll be back next year. I think he'll be back.
Yeah. But that's what they're going to talk about that during the game. Is this his last game?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he would get an opportunity to, the Elway ending where you win your last game and it's a Super Bowl. I mean, that doesn't happen for very many people. I guess that's why we call it the Elway because it doesn't. I mean, Strahan did it too, I guess, in that win over the Patriots. But I mean, that's a way to go. But I don't know. I guess I just can't imagine pro football without Andy Reid for some reason.
Do you buy that we're gradually? This is North Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, that we're gradually becoming Chiefs territory.
Oh, there's a lot of Chiefs fans around here. Yes.
I mean, it used to be Cowboys, didn't it?
Did it? Because, the Cowboys have, 20-some-odd years, they've not been, this good as the Chiefs are, so... I don't know. I know.
It's hard to tell, isn't it? Yeah.
I know two Chiefs fans that are pre-Mahomes. I'm marrying one of them, and the other is my broadcast partner on the West Games, who's been a Chiefs fan since the 70s. So they are not bandwagoners. Like, I was getting a haircut a couple weeks ago, Clay, and a guy in the other chair, she was asking about the game or whatever, and he said, well, I'm a Chiefs fan, but I'm rooting for Brock Purdy. Well, then you're not a Chiefs fan. Like, you can't root for the other quarterback. If you're a fan of the other team in the game, that's a bandwagoner to me. That's someone who hopped in, in the last 3 or 4 years, in my opinion, knowing very little about the person. But
just I agree.
Get a haircut, It's like being a, I'm rooting for the Razorbacks, but, I like Tua. No.
How long does it take you to get a haircut?
15, 20 minutes maybe?
Yep.
I don't know.
You're like post like GI cut day, right? You didn't ever exist when you got burr haircuts, right?
No, I didn't do that. No.
Yep.
No.
I mean,
I got it short, but not that short.
Yeah, like my mother would take four boys into the barbershop, and we were out of there in like 4.5 minutes. You know, four buzz cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty efficient there. Yeah. No, I got the I don't get as many haircuts as I used to because I, you know, little longer now.
Did they put like a warm, wet towel on your face when you're done?
Sometimes.
They do?
Yeah. But I usually just get the cut and get out of there. I don't do the whole, shampoo and all that stuff.
I don't either.
Because I'm cheap, that's why.
Yeah. I don't either. I hate doing that.
You don't like the whole salon
experience?
It's just
a waste of time. I wash my hair before I go.
Oh.
You're going to make it quick for him.
Right. I also don't like the first feeling of when the water turns on.
Really?
And you can feel it on your neck. Or not feel it, but you just know it's coming.
You know
I don't
it's
know.
Coming.
I hate
and,
that.
And you're wondering what the temperature is going to be, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It could be cold.
Yes.
It shouldn't be. They should test it before they do that. But.
Or it could be white hot sometimes if they mess it up there. All right, we're talking with Clay Henry here. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. Well, you were talking about Andy Reid. What do you make of you've met a lot of coaches, obviously, in your time here. What do you make about? My feeling is that guys are noticing the work life balance in college coaching is all out of whack now. It used to be where that was the job with defined points of time when you work and don't work, and the pros was where the guys would work 20 hours a day and be grinded into dust. Now it feels like that the pros is maybe where the coaches go for work-life balance, and the college coaches are getting grinded into dust with having to re-recruit the roster every week, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that NFL thing. Have you read Jimmy Johnson's book Swagger?
No, I haven't.
And if you haven't, anybody, I mean, I don't, if you're just even a casual football fan and you know who Jimmy Johnson is and he's, on the Fox network stuff and you think, oh, he played at Arkansas, right? And he coached at the Cowboys and, won Super Bowls. If that's as much as you know and that's the end of it, you will still love that book. It is so well done. And it gets into, management styles, how you run, like a ship, all that kind of stuff, there's stuff in there where he's really embarrassed about how little time he spent with his kids and, didn't know them. He's divorced eventually, he's in Oklahoma State, that when he was head coach at the Cowboys, Norv Turner, I believe it was his OC.
Right.
And they would have a contest to see who could get there first in the morning. And it started to be like, okay, they're both kind of coming in 5 and then, maybe somebody would come in at 4:58. And it just kept getting earlier and earlier and they would stay later and later. And to the point where neither one of them were getting any sleep. And, I think Jimmy finally called it a truce. But it's like that's the NFL style. And it, like you say, it kind of filtered down to college. And, I can remember, Willie Robinson, missing a game because his health got really bad.
Yeah.
And he wasn't getting any sleep. He wasn't eating. He was drinking coffee. I'm sure he was smoking in the building too, probably. And he missed a game. They had to, they had to take him to the ER. He spent a couple of days, missed a game. Then he, came back next week. And, and I don't think it was that Bobby made him do that, that he just felt like, I can't watch enough film. I can't study enough. I can't do enough, after practice. And, I'm game planning. I mean, but in, eventually, you know, he just kind of faded off. You know, Bobby may have fired him, you know, after that LSU game. I'm not sure. And then, what, Paul Haynes coached
Paul
the
Haynes
bowl game.
Was in the bowl game, yeah. That's right.
But Willie just – do you know what Willie's doing now? You've heard that, right?
What is he doing now?
He's supposed to be farming like in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah. And farming is, you know, a word used for when you produce, you know, the marijuana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That he and his brother, that's what they're doing.
Wow.
It's either in – I mean, do they do that in California, or is it all done, you know, in Oregon and Washington State?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, that's what he's doing now.
He's probably he's probably not drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes all day.
Doesn't need it.
That's amazing.
He's headed the other direction.
That's right. Yeah, he's much more relaxed, perhaps doing that than wow, that's something.
Yep.
But I guess what I meant by I don't know during.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to your question. I think that they're both grinding, the way I understand it.
Yeah, but I guess what I was trying to say was that, you know, there's a defined off season in pros, and in college, it feels like there's not really an off season. Like now, guys are, you know, busting their butt, and you've got players that want stuff, and, you know, on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, they got their mini camps, you know, those whatever they call them, OTAs. You know, they've got all that kind of stuff, and then, you know, over the winter, they're really studying draft stuff, and then they're trying to figure out, you know, they're watching a lot of tape, watching a lot of stuff, and, you know, then they're, you know, they're getting ready for who they're going to play the next year, and, you know, starting to kind of break down stuff. And then they reshuffle the deck as far as coordinators and stuff a lot. And so they're all like, okay, we got a new playbook. We got to make sure that our players, you know we're changing terminology and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of that going on. But you're right. I don't think the off season, and that's the attraction for assistant coaches to get out of college and get into the NFL. You know, it's, first of all, you know, you have the, you know, the pension plan, NFL pension plan. And I talked to Jim Washburn about that. You know, he coached at Arkansas. Then Houston didn't keep him. He went to Houston, you know, Houston Cougars for 1 year. And then he got into the NFL. And I think I saw him, you know, can't come into, you know, the Walker Pavilion, you know, like on pro day. And he walked over to me and I was like, you know, like, man, you look good. And he goes, man, life's a little better in the NFL. And I was like, better pay. And he goes, man, you're not grinding in the, you know, in the spring and winter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they work every day. I don't think that, you know, but it's an 8-to-5 job.
Right. Yeah. And it's just, with all of the, I guess lack of regulation in college now, it's just it's people are getting
chewed. I wouldn't up want any part of that. Yeah,
right. Well, and you know, guys like Coach K and Roy, who got out a couple years ago, and on the college basketball side, like they had to have known. You know, they're also kind of at that time where it's time to leave the dance too, I guess.
Yeah.
But they had to see this coming and go, like, you know, combination of these things. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, well, both of them had broken down bodies. I mean, Coach K missed half of a year because of a bad back, and then they say, you know, that Roy Williams is his body is like the oldest 60-year-old in the world.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he's everything is going bad with him, and you watch him walk. He can't hardly get to his seat.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what kind of stress those guys dealt with, but, you know, the recruiting game and all that. I mean, they're going against each other, and, you know, you go in that little area of North Carolina where you got Wake Forest, NC State, Duke, and North Carolina, and I mean, it is cutthroat. So I think the pressure that those guys had even before this went down, you know, like you say, the portal and the NIL, but it it's got to be excruciating.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nobody in college athletics that likes how it is now except the players. None. No one.
Right.
There's, I mean, I don't even the ones that have got it rolling. I mean, Lane Kiffin hates it. I mean, I've talked to a coach that, you know, he's like, man, I don't know. This is not sustainable, you know, mental health.
Yeah. No, and, absolutely.
And I think he said it. He's like, this isn't right. I'm going to another campus to steal a player that's in the portal. I mean, yeah. I mean, they, you know, a head coach will fly into Fayetteville to see a player that's in the portal. He will do it. I mean, there's not any reason why he can't. It's legal.
Lane Kiffin tweeted a picture from Drake Field one day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's had to be what was going on.
But it wasn't – the player is in the portal. I mean, he's saying, here I am.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, it's a bizarre deal.
I'll be out of class at this time.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Meet me at the coffee shop around the corner or whatever. So I saw the this advisory group, the SEC and the Big Ten. I don't know what's going to come of this, but I think that there are people who wield a lot more power than either of us that are talking about some of the same things we're talking about. That, like, listen, this is not
is that
is
like,
not good.
Is that like the snake and the mongoose making up?
Kind of. I also wonder, Clay, if they realize that in the ever-changing world of broadcasting, that maybe they might be a little bit more powerful if they're somewhat aligned than going at it, you know, one network has Fox, one network has ESPN, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the NFL, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there may be something to that, too.
But... And then that's when Congress says, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is antitrust violation. You know, y'all... It's better that y'all compete against each other.
Right.
So, and I guess they still would. They're going to play each other.
Right. Right. But everybody else, you know, the ACCs and the, you know, everyone else in the world is going to try and, you know, have some
Ward
sort
that
of
off.
Objection. But
yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.